I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Governor Robert Bentley has declared a state of emergency ahead of what forecasters are warning of a, quote, significant winter storm across parts of northern Alabama. Most of northern Alabama is under a winter storm warning, while central Alabama is under a freezing rain advisory from 3 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thursday as an Arctic cold front passes over the state. The National Weather Service says that as temperatures fall below freezing, rain will change to freezing rain and sleet in far northwest Alabama during the early morning hours Thursday. Forecasters say ice accumulations of 1/4 to 3/10 of an inch were likely in Madison, Morgan, and Coleman counties. Forecasters say the wintry mix is expected to spread into other parts of Alabama, where some freezing rain was possible in the metro Birmingham area, mainly before noon Thursday. And Governor Robert Bentley covered many topics in last night's State of the State address to ring in the 2015 legislative session. On top of the $541 million tax increase proposal, he also talked about recruiting industries to help create jobs in the state. Bentley says the session will introduce the Made in Alabama, Accelerate Alabama Jobs Incentive Package. He says the plan will no longer be based solely on debt and increase incentives for new projects that locate in Alabama's rural areas.
Passing the Accelerate Alabama Jobs Incentive Package will once again make sure that Alabama leads the nation in the recruitment of high-skilled, well-paying jobs the people of our state need and deserve.
Bentley says Alabama's current incentives for businesses are 15 years old, out of date, and 100% dependent on borrowing money. And the latest twist in the Alabama same-sex marriage controversy drew a quick response from the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Alabama Supreme Court ruled that probate judges have to stop issuing marriage licenses for same-sex couples. The state's probate judges will be required to adhere to Alabama law defining marriage as strictly between a man and a woman, even though a federal district court declared that law unconstitutional in late January. Richard Cohen is the president of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
You know, we're about to celebrate another civil rights milestone, the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And Alabama officials were adamantly opposed. And I just think it's a shame for Alabama, on the eve of such an important anniversary, to find itself on the wrong side of history again.
I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.